Cradio.
Hi, this is Sarah, and you're listening to Cradio. Every now and then, we like to catch up with an everyday Catholic to chat to them about their faith journey and how they go about living the Christian life. This time, we caught up with Paul, a 20-year-old student who's actively involved in the Immaculata community in Sydney. He shared how his community has played a crucial role in forming him in his faith. Have a listen.
All right, well, thank you for joining me, Paul. I just want to first get a bit of an idea about who you are and what you're doing with your life at the moment.
Well, as you said, my name's Paul, and I'm 20 years old. I'm a student, so I'm at TAFE at the moment. And on days when I'm not at TAFE, I'm usually helping out with the Immaculata community, whether leading or doing music.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned that you help out the Immaculata community. Have you always been, or have you been a Catholic since you were quite young?
Yes, well, I was Christian since I was a baby, I guess, but I wasn't baptized Catholic until I was 7 years old. And I guess, yeah, since then, since about 9 or 10 years old, I've been helping out with my parish in some capacity.
Okay. I presume it hasn't just been, like, you know, smooth sailing. Since you were very young, you know, just suddenly this Catholic who leads youth groups and helps out with communities since you were 7 years of age. So can you tell me about your journey in the faith?
Well, I guess, it hasn't been always smooth sailing, but I guess in a sense that I've had it a bit easier than others since I've always had Catholics and good Catholics around me. And so I was always a part of the parish in some capacity. So as I said, like in primary, I was an altar server and I was also in the choir. And I guess my cousin Yvonne, she used to go to the Immaculata Youth Group, which was just starting at the time. That was 2001, 2002. And so after she came back from World Youth Day in Toronto, she used to drag me along to youth group, where I first met the sisters, who weren't sisters at the time, but yeah, that's where I first met them. And slowly from then on, I started coming regularly to youth groups. I started singing at Mass, helping out Sister Mary Emanuel, which led to mission schools where I was a participant for the first couple of years, and then I started helping lead youth groups and junior youth groups.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about the mission school that you mentioned there? What's that all about?
Well, I guess Mother Mary Therese, who wasn't a sister at the time, and the other youth leaders that we had, were thinking of something that in preparation for World Youth Day 2008. And they were thinking of something that would really form young people so that they could go back to their parishes and help out, and specifically for World Youth Day in some capacity, and really to put in their talents and their gifts, whether it be with music or drama or altar serving or flower arrangement, whatever capacity, but to really be able to use that, and then also to help out with their youth groups in preparation for World Youth Day. And I guess since then, it's become like this formation for young Catholics in order for them to be just formed and to come to know God. That's, I guess, the main thing about mission school, to know God, to love God, and to make Him known.
So in regards to this mission school, it really does sound like quite an interesting experience for anyone who goes on it, but specifically for you, would you say that these mission school experiences have been milestones? And if so, why is that?
Well, yeah, like you said, it is a milestone, and it was a milestone, especially, actually all the mission schools, but especially that first one. It came at a time where I was finishing up year 10, and I was about to start year 11, so my final 2 years of high school, you know, in the next couple of months. And, you know, at the time, I was actually going through quite a lot, you know, and I felt as though I was wearing two different masks. like one for youth group and for church, and one for my friends, and one for my parents, you know, and it came to, yeah, it all built up to the point where, you know, I had to choose. I couldn't just keep wearing a different mask for something different, and I had to choose whether or not I wanted to be true to who I was on Friday nights and Sundays, or whether I wanted to keep running around in circles, I guess. And, you know, I remember I was talking to my youth group leader, Patrick, at the time, and he was saying that, you know, we can't keep wearing that mask. We have to take it off eventually and to see who we really are under that mask. And that really stuck with me. And I remember I was questioning God, in a sense, and also questioning myself. And I remember sitting in adoration, and I don't know what to do. Like, if I was to let go of this mask, or these masks, am I also betraying my friends, or betraying my parents? And I remember there was that deep sense of peace that he gave me, which was to say, you know, that to find my identity, I had to look to him, and he was going to give me my identity. He was going to show me who I really was. And that came at that perfect timing, because right then there was this mission school that was going on, and it really gave me the foundation. That mission school gave me that foundation to really understand why I had this desire to love God. And as a little kid, I always had that desire, even though I didn't know why. And I always wanted to serve, you know. That's why I did altar serving, and that's why I helped out with choir. That's why, you know, I wanted to lead a decade of the rosary whenever we did the rosary. That's why I wanted to come to youth group. And I didn't truly understand it, but I did know there was a desire there. And I guess that mission school, it gave me, you know, I believe that I had the heart at the time, and I really wanted to love God, but I didn't quite have the intellectual side of things. I didn't quite know God, and I didn't quite discover him. You know, as they said, that the longest road is from the heart to the head, or vice versa. And I guess that mission school built that road for me.
The 2013 Immaculata Mission School is coming up on the 2nd of January. If you'd like to find out more about the school or the Immaculata Community, visit immaculatacommunity.org. For more interviews, talks and programs, visit cradio.org.au.
cradio.org.au